Welcome to This Is Our Earth podcast. I am Sylvia Puentes, and I invite you to these amazing conversations that explore the wonder and magic of connecting with our beautiful planet. Inspired by El Lugar, the Place, originally a book by Gary Douglas, and now being actualized on our earth as we speak. What can we each be that would create a sustainable living earth?
Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of This Is Our Earth podcast. Today it's me, David Kubis, hosting you instead of Sylvia Puentes. And I have a very special guest today on our podcast. The man who designed the all organic gravity fed treatment plant at El Lugar. And for those of you who don't know what a treatment plant is, it's actually the place where your shit is being turned into clean water. Nobody wants to talk about it and imagine it, but everybody needs it. And what we did at El Lugar is using the cutting edge technology of having absolutely no electricity, no chemicals, just some roots of plants doing all the process. And since I don't understand how that is possible, I asked our engineer, the designer of this project, Rafael Martinez Lopez, to join me on today's podcast and explain to us in easy words and ways how this incredible cutting edge technology in water treatment plants actually works. So welcome, Rafael. Thank you so much for taking your time. And thank you, first of all, for having invented this incredible technology, because what I understand is you don't need electricity, you don't need chemicals. It's actually 100% gravity fed and natural. There's nothing you need to add. You just need to water the plants. It sounds like too good to be true. So how does this miraculous system actually work? And please start from the beginning. We are not engineers, we're not technicians. We really need to understand the basics. So just imagine you talk to children.
Yes. Hi, David, and hi, everyone in the other side. Thanks a lot for this invitation. Yes, this is a very special technology that breaks down the organic matter without the usage of electricity or chemicals. First stage is a mechanic settler that we have there. Well, we use hydraulic technologies, passive hydraulic technologies to do this.
So passive hydraulic technology means it works with natural gravity?
With gravity, yes. With gravity. After that, we submit the water, the wastewater, to anaerobic digestion. Two parts of anaerobic digestion to break down another part of the organic matter, which is not present under settable solids. In the wastewater, we have total solids, and these total solids are divided by settable solids, the first step, suspended solids as the second step, and soluble solids that we try to break down these soluble solids in the technovegetation system. So once we have the organic matter have passed through the whole system, we have a very, very good quality on the outlet water.
So just to imagine how that works, it's actually built in little tanks or pools that are built underground. So the water, the sludge comes in, and then it's been broken up, transferred to the next tank, and transferred to the next tank. I was on site and I saw like 15 different tanks. Yes. So yes. How is the water and the sludge being pushed through and
yeah. Okay. Yeah, on a first step, we try to settle the settable solids. We conduct the sewage to the floor of the tank. Mm-hmm. And from that point, the water goes on trying to climb some parts inside the system. So the settable solids are remain there, okay?
Oh, so you first push it all down, yes. And then through natural gravity, it's automatically pushed up.
Yes.
But the heavy stuff remains on the floor. There. Okay.
Remains on the floor. This is the first step, okay? There's a second step with a couple of anaerobic digesters that begins breaking down this suspended solids, going or remaining in the wastewater. The third step is to conduct the wastewater with the soluble solids to the technovegetation system.
Is this the part where the roots of the plants come into the game?
Yes, yes.
So how does that work, and how can someone imagine that by planting some little bushes, yes. All this process is being initialized?
Okay. This is very interesting because the vegetation what makes is to let the air goes in to the roots.
Oh, the plant that you're using, you showed it to me and it looks like bamboo, but it's actually not bamboo. What is the name of the plants that we are using?
Phragmites. This is an empty plant inside. So it permits the air goes in to the roots.
It wouldn't work with like roses and normal plants. It just works with this very special plant because oxygen can go down through
through the roots. And in the root zone, there are aerobic microorganisms that they break down a little bit more the organic matter around the root zone.
But is this a special soil that you need to mix and prepare, or could you just go into your garden and use whatever you find there?
Well, we prepare special soil in order to have some hydraulic indexes that, mm-hmm. that we need. Okay, after that, the wastewater goes down a little bit more and find anaerobic microorganisms mm-hmm. to continue breaking down the organic matter in solubility in the wastewater. So we make this several times along the system.
So these are the small little tanks.
Yes.
And these little kind of gardens. Each garden is a little lower than the other one.
Yes, that's because we are working with gravity.
Okay.
So we are going down and going up, going down again and going up again. So we are changing between aerobic and anaerobic bacteria or microorganisms in order to finally break down more or less 99% in the quality and the final quality of the water.
So at the end of that whole process, there are two pipes where, and I went there and I saw it, where just water comes out. Is this the end product of the sludge?
That's the final product, yes. In the final product, we have a very good quality waste water or treated water that we can use to for irrigation purposes, or you can throw it to the river too, but it's water with very good quality according to other kinds of sewage.
Well, the question that I always wanted to ask you from the very first day we met is, how did you discover this technology?
Yes, well, I studied at Sweden, my specialization on environmental engineering with emphasis on biologic systems. So this is why I found this kind of technology, and I brought it to the area, Costa Rica, and believe me, this kind of technology is better because it we have three different kind of microorganisms in the process. Mm-hmm. We have aerobic, anaerobic, and anoxic microorganisms. At the end, we have three different powers for making the same or the same process, mm-hmm. the same purpose. At the end, that's why we have a better quality in the outlet.
So a lot of companies have a little resistance because of the maintenance of this system. How do you maintain the system, and how do you make sure it works over 10, 15 years?
Okay. Yes, there's a lot of difference in maintenance cost when you compare an electromechanic and chemical system with this one. The difference is that we need more surface for this natural system than for another or an electromechanic system, okay? So it makes the difference that when you have the space, when you have surface, well, there's no problem. I think this is the best system when you have this condition. In other places, maybe you don't have those. Enough surface to install this kind of system. But okay, speaking about the maintenance, when you have in count the electric cost and the chemicals cost, believe me that these two costs make that maybe at the second or at the third year, you will waste, okay, enough money as the original investment in your system. When this other technology, this is very different. You have a maintenance, but you don't have electric consumption. You don't have chemicals consumption, and you need to make some jobs with a gardener, mm-hmm. and well, to keep the hydraulic in best conditions, the clearance of sludges on the pipes, or well, but yeah, this is very, very easy to be done, and at the end you will have this system working for a long time if you give the enough assistance and the right assistance.
So you basically need a good engaged gardener to water the plants.
Yes, yes, and of course to observe the hydraulic health of the system.
So last question, and I know that everyone on this project is curious about it. When we all saw the very clean water coming out at the end of, would you drink it? Yes or no?
Okay, it depends. Sometimes we use a little bit of chlorination to ensure the bacterial quality of the water. Sometimes I've drunk the water.
So did you ever test it? I know with these treatment plants that the ultimate test is always that the engineer who built it has to take a glass of water and drink it.
You know, after 7 months, and of course, after 1 year of working of the system, the water really has a good, very good quality. So, but the viruses, you cannot be sure about the viruses. So if we add some chlorination or something like that, there are another elements, not chlorine, but you can ensure the quality about viruses. That's the only question right there.
So this is probably the first time that we get a real honest answer. And I think this is why we chose to implement this project with Rafael, because everybody else would sell you this product by telling us, of course, you can drink it. Rafael says, no, you better put some chlorine in to be on the safe side. Thank you for that. I know it is not supposed to be drinking water, but I had to ask this question because everybody on this property is wandering around because it looks so clean.
Yeah, it looks very clean, but it's not necessarily enough safe as to drink it drinkable water.
Okay, so I have to apologize, my dear listeners here, we cannot upload a picture where Rafael and I test the drinking water that comes out of our sewage, because you know why? Because this is what it is. It's not supposed to be drinking water. It's all natural. It's all gravity fed. And well, just use it to water the garden or divert it into the river. If you want drinking water, go to a well. Thank you so much, Rafael, for joining us. And thank you so much for implementing this. You will be around for at least another year and a half to supervise the construction work.
Yes, of course.
And to actually make sure it's implemented. It takes about 7 months until the whole process is finished. Yes. So for those of you who come to visit El Lugar early, you might get a chance to ask Rafael questions when you see him in his garden. You won't notice that it's a treatment plant. It will be our rose garden.
Yeah, it will be my pleasure to meet the visitors.
Thank you.
At Lugar.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks to you, David.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to inspire new actions and conversations that empower us all to know that we are the ones creating the future. If you'd like a way to contribute to our podcast, please leave a review wherever you listen. And for information about El Lugar, visit l-lugar.com. Thank you.